Sharp-eyed observers might have noticed that the golden dome of Vermont's State House has begun to look a bit shabby. Its lustrous gold-leaf finish now looks slightly worn and patchy, and there are flaws and cracks in the white-painted cylindrical drum that supports the gold cap. It's been 40 years since the dome was last gilded, and the best-known symbol of our state has begun to show its age. But fortunately, a provision in the Capitol bill now before the Vermont legislature provides $1.6 million in bond-raised funds to repair and renovate the dome. Like the building it crowns, that gold topper has a quirky, fascinating history. For one thing, although the State House proper is made of granite, the dome that sits atop it is made of wood. From the inside, according to State House curator David Sheets, it looks a lot like a round barn. It's sheathed in copper, and for the first 35 years of its existence, that dome was not gold, but red. Just why that was so requires a quick trip into the building's architectural history. Its overall style is Renaissance Revival, a popular architectural fashion in the 1850s, and Renaissance buildings often have red tile roofs. But tile roofs do not fare well in Vermont's northern climate, so the builders sheathed their dome in copper and imitated the look of tile by painting it red. That lasted for about 35 years. By the beginning of the 20th century, architectural fashions had changed again. Colonial Revival was the new fashion, and the Boston State House dome had been gilded to go along with that style. Vermont followed suit in 1906. Off came the dome's red paint, and on went the gold leaf that remains today. Other stories associated with the dome include the question of why it is not expressed in any significant way inside the building, and whether the ghosts of reporters long gone might haunt the former State House press room, the Crow's Nest, once located right under the dome, not to mention a notable graffiti collection on its wooden inside walls. David Sheets is probably the best source to help explore those stories and more. Vermont's State House is both a glorious part of our present and a fascinating and illuminating part of our past. And that's more than enough reason to keep the State House dome beautiful and structurally sound.